Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Toledo, your host on Dent Time PDR, a podcast about PDR training, tutorials, interviews, and much more. So get something to eat, drink, and start pushing. It's time to listen.
Hey! All right, guys, this is an interesting podcast here. It is about, technically, those insurance claims that are sold at the dealership when a person buys their vehicle at the time of purchase. So 1-800-DENT-DOC is a company that handles those claims, and he dispatches it out to the local technician in that area. It's been a little bit technically mixed reviews in the past. I would say technically it was a lot negative in the early days when I was first doing it. But apparently a lot has changed. So I thought I'd bring Craig on from 1-800-DENT-DOC, and he's got a partner that helps him in the back end that really helps organize this and helps make some changes to the company. And I think it's really good. I think it's really a benefit to listen to what he has to say. And perhaps maybe you would like to become part of his team or service some of his claims. So let's check it out. And by the way, I will not be having a podcast the following week. I am going to Taiwan. And I'm going to be doing a seminar out there with a friend of mine and past student, an advanced student. His name is Jay Ma. I call him Jedi Jay Ma because he is a fantastic tech and very, very, very talented guy for such a short career in the PDR industry. So at the time I trained him, it was 2 years. He think he's going on his third year right now, and he's just not only a great tech, but a super, super nice person. So Taipei and Taiwan, so I am looking forward to the trip. I will be definitely doing some shout-outs on Facebook, on my Instagram. So please check that out, Dent Time at Instagram, and then on Facebook at Dent Time. So check that out. If I said that right, I think Instagram at Dent Time and Facebook at Dent Time. Those are the handles that you'll generally see me at. And I will be posting it on Dent Trainer as well. Facebook at denttrainer.com. So Facebook.com at Dent Trainer. Well, you guys know the handle. I don't even know why I have to get all mixed up about these handles, but you'll find me regardless. So let's get into the podcast. It's an interesting podcast. I think it'll benefit it. Things have definitely changed, and I'll just shut up now. What's going on, everybody? My name is Mike Toledo. We are here with a couple special guests here. We got Craig Hunter from 1-800-DENT-DOC and his partner here, Ross Bennett. So thank you guys for coming on. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Doing great. Thanks, Mike.
Where are you guys based out of?
Tustin, California. Tustin? Born and raised. Yeah. Fourth generation. It's never left Tustin.
If you guys, any of you guys ever seen Orange County Housewives, that's exactly where they're from. Around that area. They're spoiled.
Yeah, our lifestyle is just like Orange County Housewives.
Afraid so.
So what's going on? What's happening, Craig? Craig and Ross, give me a little bit of background. Like, when did you guys start? How did you get into this? How did you become partners? And then we'll get into exactly what you guys do for the PDR industry. Like, what's your role? What kind of business you do? And we'll get into that. But so give me some background. We'll start with you, Craig. When did you start getting into PDR?
Well, it all started for me back in, I believe it was in 1990, 1991. The short story is that, as 21 years old, kind of had many different jobs looking for some direction. Believe it or not, my stepdad he had a dent repaired, out of his Buick Regal or something like that back in the day. He was a realtor, and he came home one night and says, "Craig, man, you should really look into this paintless dent repair, and check it out." And he said, "Come out and look at my car. I had this dent removed today." And so I went and looked at his car, and I just see a door panel. I can't tell any remnants of a dent. As a 21-year-old kid, I really didn't have any interest of doing anything with body repair or paintless dent repair. I could care less. My main concerns were going to play beach volleyball, with my brothers down in Newport. But, you know, months later, years later, he was pretty persistent. And so I looked into it. And, you know, another good buddy of mine owned a large body shop franchise, up, you know, through the Los Angeles area. And so I inquired about it. And, you know, back then, you know, it was really, really new, you know, it's kind of a conception. And so, you know, he said, hey, I got all these dealerships. I need to have service done. And so, you know, I went and looked at, I went and looked into it. And, you know, 1-800-DENT-DOC back then was owned by four body shop owners. And so I was actually the very first guy to get trained from a guy named James Bishop, who's he's around these days. He's out in the Colorado area. And so he trained me, and they trained about 40 or 50 people over maybe a year or year and a half. And, you know, they trained all these people, and I don't know exactly what happened, but just all those dent guys, they just never made it. They just disappeared. I think nobody grasped it.
No.
And, you know, it's just, as you know, back then the learning curve was tremendous. And it's, you know, I was listening to one of your podcasts, you know, a couple of days ago, and you're going back to your Yoda and your Star Wars about, you know, lifting the X-Wing fighter out of the ground. You know, you just got to make it happen. Yeah. And so, you know, I struggled. I really did. I struggled for a long time, just getting over that hump. And, you know, I remember I was in the body shop working on test panels, and I would call James because he was back in Colorado, and I would call him and get to kind of help me out and, you know, kind of give me some pointers. You know, that this went on for months. And, you know, funny thing is the body men, you know, most of them are foreigners. And when I first started, you know, working in the body shops, they would, you know, they would mock me and make fun of me and, you know, talk, you know, make fun of me in different languages and such. And that went on for a long, long time. And then when I started getting proficient and actually fixing stuff, then they got mad at me because I was stealing their work away. so that went on for a long time. And then a couple of years later after that, they would embrace me to come fix the stuff that they messed up. Yeah. So it kind of came trickle. So, but yeah, it was a long process, you know, and the tools back then were just terrible. They were god awful. And so I made my own set of tools and bending rods and taking, you know, going down to the metal house, buying a rod and welding stuff. And this is what it was back then. I mean, there was no Ultra Dent tools on hand to go down and buy your local whale tail.
It's amazing. It's amazing how far PDR has come, and we'll get into that. I don't want to hijack what your guys' story is. And, but we're going to talk about some of the benefits and the appreciation that this trade really, really has to offer. And, but anyways, Ross, what's up with you? How'd you get into this, and then how'd you meet this friggin' dude?
Knucklehead?
Yeah. I think, you know, I go back about 6 years with Craig, and I met him out on the mountain bike trail. And, you know, he's quite an athlete in his own right. But yeah, I, about 3 years ago, he came to me and said, hey, I got some questions for you. And I've spent my whole career in the area of customer loyalty, customer retention, and data analytics. And so he asked me, you know, is there something we could do and look at this business maybe a little differently? And so we've really spent the last couple of years looking at the business from the voice of the customer and the voice of the technician, and really tried to build the business around that, which is, I think, pretty insightful on Craig's part.
Interesting. So has Craig taught you any part of the trade besides the behind the scenes stuff? Did you ever attempt to push PDR, or are you just the man behind?
I haven't actually pushed my own dents, but a number of customers that I've worked with jointly with Craig, we've had them come out and, you know, have Craig do demos for them, and it's been quite impressive. So. No, I haven't done any R&R, but I know a little bit about it.
Perfect. Well, you know what? This brings an interesting topic up, because I just want to give you, Craig, I just want to say, from you're a PDR tech and you've been running pretty much your business up until then, until you met Ross. How much of a difference has it been since you've brought an expert to do what he just mentioned? Has it made a difference? Obviously, I think it has, but how much of a difference do you think it has made your company?
Well, he's made a huge impact. You know, and say Ross comes with a lot of corporate background and say just a lot of history with building big businesses and such. And so to have to, you know, bring an eye in, you know, from a small business, you know, say as we're transitioning to a big business, you know, it's to make that jump. It's a lot, you know, it's a lot to know and skills and, you know, it's incredible. You know, he has a lot of knowledge and, you know, very, very, very thankful to have him on the team.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think some people really have to realize is that you can't be an expert in everything, or if you try to, it's like jack of all trades, master of none. At some point, you're going to have to hire a team as you grow. And if you don't hire a team that is more capable or at least an expert who knows more than you, I think a lot of people are afraid to do that, Craig. You know what I mean? Is hire people or talk to people who know more than what you know about your own business. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very familiar with the PDR industry of how it works and what doesn't work. And, you know, and I've always been insightful of where the industry is going. You know, I've just, for some reason, because I may have been around for so long, I have the knack to kind of gauge where, you know, where the next frontier is going to be for the PDR industry. And so, you know, with my knowledge and, you know, and hook that up with Ross's, you know, knowledge to say we've done a lot in the last couple of years.
No, that's good. It's really good. It's interesting. I didn't know that part up until just now. So that's really interesting because, you know, John and I, we have a mega media event and we always talk about, at least we preach about team. You know, if you need to get other people involved in your company, regardless if it's creating graphics or doing video for yourself or doing social media or helping your SEO or something like that, you need to get experts into helping you do that so you can further your company. And I think that's a really cool thing that you did, Craig, and finding Ross. And Ross, yeah, obviously doing the same back. So you guys work as a good team. That's awesome. So,
well,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, kudos to you, Mike, man, for what you've done. I mean, heck, well, and say just the stuff, you know, you've done my video for me and say you're working on a current project for me now. But yep. I mean, say, you know, how many PDR guys have you helped, you know, over the years,
yep,
you know, doing with your expertise?
It doesn't have to be a PDR company. Any company that wants to grow, they're going to have to hire a team at one point or another if they really want to get way further. So now these guys are probably, they don't know much about what this main thing is about here, Craig and Ross. It's you guys, let's get right to the point. 1-800-DENT-DOC is a company that hires other techs to cover like a PDR insurance, like a dent insurance. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, technically that's what it is. I mean, they're called vehicle service contracts. And these contracts are, you know, they're purchased, you know, when we say when a customer goes buys a new car and they roll them into finance, that's when they sell these aftermarket products. And so these days, these, you know, we call them VSC contracts. But these days, and a lot of times they're, you know, just dent and dings sold on a standalone product, or what's more, even more common now is they're bundled, where they'll take a ding and dent benefit and wrap it with a, you know, alloy wheel repair. If you lose your key remote, roadside assistance, windshield repair and or replacement. And so, you know, they do like a 5-in-1 policy. And they, you know, they bundle these things together and they, you know, they do really, really well. They cool. do really well.
Now, do you handle more? Are you handle more than just the dent part of it? You handle all those services you're just mentioning, or is it just you just specialize in the PDR part?
You know, we dabbled, you know, a couple years ago, we dabbled in doing some of the, you know, the other stuff too, but it just wasn't in our wheelhouse. And, you know, we were, you know, we're experts at PDR. We know the dents. We got a, you know, we have a large network of technicians in dent. And so for us to take on the wheel part of it or the glass part of it, we just didn't feel comfortable doing it. And so we regressed a little bit and we stuck with what we're good at.
I get
and
it.
So
that,
we just
that,
did the,
yeah. I think that's,
you know, we just do what we're good at and do it. And we're the best, you know, we feel that we're doing the, you know, the best we can. And, you know, from the customer's perspective and, you know, the technicians that do work for us, they really admire, you know, how we treat our technicians, you know, just communication wise and approval process and such compared to other companies, you know, that send them claims, you know, directly. So they really like how we handle ourselves.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take you back in time here. Okay. This is, I'm going to say this is good at least 15 years ago. I think I met you. And I think you were starting this thing. It could have been a little bit longer. I don't remember. I remember meeting you in Carlsbad to have we had a lunch or a little afternoon lunch.
We met at Islands. Yeah. I know that. We met at Islands. I remember that thing like it was yesterday, man. I remember exactly.
Yeah.
I had a whole different platform back then.
It's interesting. Like, you know, it's, you know, you look back at like where you are today and then where I am today. We were two dudes that nobody knew anybody about. And, you know, and what I'm trying to get at is that you've got a really, really good company. But I want to take you to the early days because, you know, I was one of those guys that just didn't trust companies like you. You know what I mean? I'll be straight up. I didn't trust because I had bad experiences. And when I met you, it's not that I didn't like you. I just wasn't sure if what you had to offer was going to be good for a fit for me. And and I think a lot of people had the same feelings because they had the same experience when this first came out. Not saying you, I'm not, there's other companies like Dent Zone or there's other Lynx, is that what it was? Or are they Dent Zone? Is that the same company? I'm not sure.
Yeah, they are the same now. I mean, a lot of companies back then have been, you know, bought out by others and you know, bought and sold and combined and
set. So I'm not going to beat around the bush. Like a lot of technicians out there, and that's why I brought you on, because I want to give you a chance to really set it straight. We all had bad experiences at one time or another. Either they didn't pay on time, or they didn't want to pay us, or they said, "Well, I'm only paying like $50 for a dent that costs $200 or $300 technically sometimes," or we tell the customer, look, it's not covered under the what they cover. We're going to have to charge you, you know, more. And then the customer would have a fit. And it was just, it's kind of a mess, but seems like you got a different thing going on. So tell me, what's the difference between then and now, Craig?
Well, to be honest, it has been a mess. It has been a mess. I mean, all those things you just said are so true. They really, really are. And, you know, me, one, being a dent guy, you know, I mean, all those things you said, I agree with. And so, you know, so being a dent guy, you know, my challenge is we need to make it better for the dent guy. So how do we, you know, we've been doing this a long time and educate the insurance company what, you know, the expectations are, you know, what a dent guy expects, you know, a lot of times is, you know, qualifying the damage, or, I mean, there's so many things. I mean, we almost need to break this off and into smaller segments, but, where am I going with this? But,
well, we can do way, you know, more podcasts in the future as you do your thing.
Can.
So
I mean,
this won't be the last
one. Yeah. I'd be more than happy to, but, you know, so back in the early days, it was very, very confusing. And so, my goal was to just kind of bring it up, get everybody on the same page. And I feel like today I'm kind of a referee. You know, I'm here for the dent guy, and I want the dent guy, when they pull up on a car, and what the dent guy wants to do, they want to get out of the car, and they want to fix the car. Okay, I mean, because it's still their name on the line too. They're shaking the customer's hand, and they want to leave. They want to give the customer a good impression because it's you know, say it's dent time fixing the car, and when they leave, they know dent time. I mean, you could give them your own personal business card. And so if you go pull up on a job and your hands are tied because, you know, either the claim wasn't called in right or the guidelines of the claim, then, you know, it makes you look bad in a roundabout way.
Yeah.
And so, how do we get everybody on the same page? One of the big problems is how these policies are sold at the dealership, and they're most of the time they're generically sold, where they say, if you have a dent, it's covered, sign here. Or sometimes they're oversold and or undersold. So, you know, that's always the root of the problem is how it's sold, you know, at the inception to the customer.
Let me paint the picture here for people. So at least we all are going to be on the same page here. I'm a technician. How does this work? Does the technician contact you and ask you to sign up for your service, or do you contact a technician? And how does the ball get rolling on something like this? And what are the stipulations? What are the tech is allowed to do? Or like, how do you implement your policy for the technician to service the customer? Is it you get a claim, you send it to him, or you email it to him, or text it to him? How does he get dispatched out there? And how does he get signed up in the first place?
Yeah, so basically, you know, whether a tech calls us directly, they're looking for extra work, or you know, depending how, there's a million different ways why they may call us, or maybe we reached out to them. But we would we vet them to the best of our ability. You know, we look at the reviews online and you know, Google reviews or Yelp or whatever the case may be, and you know, and that tells you a small piece. But you know, reality, when you're talking on the phone with a technician, you can usually tell in 60 seconds or, you know, a couple minutes, you know, we're just good at kind of feeling them out. You know, beyond that, we'll revert them back to our website, and we have a technician agreement that is basically it's a service level agreement in the protocol of how to handle our particular claims. And, you know, this technician agreement is really, it's a really, really key element of what to do and what not to do when you're handling these claims, you know, because we've made mistakes. I mean, I've made mistakes. All the technicians made mistakes. So, but, you know, we've learned from it. And so, you know, if the technician agreement, if they abide by the agreement that they sign here, once they do that, it becomes a much easier process because we say it's all spelled out. So once they have a signed agreement, we get them in our system. We actually have a mobile app, the 1-800-DENT-TALK mobile app, and we could send the claims out to them electronically. And it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. So it's all paperless, and it manages all their claims right there in their mobile device. You know, click to call. It's got, you know, mapping directions. You can upload photos in the claim. If you get a claim and you don't like it, it's too far away or whatever the case may be, you can simply reject the claim, and it sends us back, and then we could reassign it to another technician if need be. So we rolled that out about a year ago. And we continue to update that.
How fast does the technician get paid?
Well, right now we pay every 30 days. And we're actually something we just did a technician a survey here about a month ago. Say we're always looking for feedback and ways to improve. We want to hear from the tech. You know, what do you like? What are your dislikes? And so one of the overwhelming reviews that, you know, that came back, they wanted faster pay, and we realized that, you know, of course we do. And so we're looking. By the first quarter of next year, we're going to be going ACH and, get our technicians paid quick.
What's ACH mean?
Well, it's like a direct deposit into your banking account.
All right, cool. Like I said, I'm trying to ask for people who don't understand, but
sure.
This is now. I didn't hear that, Ross. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Oh no! I think Craig was just laughing.
Oh. So I was laughing,
but I don't even know. But I will say, you know, everything I've learned about PDR, I've learned in the last 3 years, and from what I have gathered, listening to both the voice of the customer who's actually getting their dent repaired, and the technician, it's really about the basics. It really is being nice and being friendly and having that come off to the customer, and then for the techs. I was kind of blown away on what the techs love about DentDoc. And they love the communication, the friendly staff, and they go, you know, I've got pages of kudos to his staff. about communication and follow-up and explanations and, you know, service to customers. So it is the basics. And that was refreshing.
I agree 100%, especially if they've, you know, it's what important is that is my concern was, is can I get a hold of the policy people like 1-800-DENT-DOC? Can I contact you if a customer or I have it, you know, some kind of disagreement or a question or concern on the spot? And it apparently seems like you guys got that handled.
Yeah. As a dent guy and, you know, pushing dents and, you know, and I service these claims and I've done work for, you know, other companies, and, you know, say, and you roll up onto a job and if the claim's not right, or if there's additional damage and, you know, the customer, once you're there, the customer wants the whole car fixed regardless. And so if the approval process is lengthy or you have to call and you have to wait on the phone and, you know, sometimes, I mean, I've been stuck waiting for 45 minutes sometimes for approvals, and then sometimes they'll deny it or whatever the case may be. And so for as a technician, it's that's so irritating. I mean, it's a reason enough that's a huge reason why techs don't want to service the claims, because it's, you know, they don't have time and, you know, they could have made, you know, $300 sitting at a dealership or whatever the case may be. But so that's one thing that we are really, really good at is, you know, the technicians, if the claim's different or if there's additional damage, they literally call in and all we request them to do, I mean, they say they know what's covered in the contract guidelines. We just ask them to document the damage with photos. They send them in and they have authorization and they could get the repair done. And it's simple. Like I said, it's the basic.
What are the guidelines to these repair? A technician goes out. What's the guideline? What thing they gotta stay within?
Well, all the policies vary a little bit, but just most of them are you know, very, very similar. You know, the exclusions are kind of like, you know, large dents bigger than 4 inches or deep dents. You know, dings or dents that are determined inaccessible due to aftermarket products, anything, you know, a sharp crease on a body line or anything right on the edge of a panel, you know, just that kind of stuff. The dents have got to be pretty basic. Well, you know, pretty basic.
What does a pretty basic dent do? What's an average dent that you guys cover? What's that pay?
What's it pay? Right now they are, like, depending on, we have geo pricing depending on what region you are in. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, you know, to kind of give it exactly what it pays, I mean, there's a variance between, say, 75 and 85 for your first panel. What we do offer now, which I know a lot of other companies don't, we give you 25% for aluminum. We give you add 25% for glue pole. We give you, if you need to R&I something, a tail light or something like that, we'll give you R&I. So we are doing a lot more than what a lot of these other companies do. If you go out there and you don't do anything at all, we just, if the damage is too severe for the contract guidelines, you snap a photo, you document it, and we give you trip charges for showing up.
Cool. Now, what happens if Craig? To be honest with you, that is way better since I've service those claims back in the day. So not, mm-hmm. And I think I might have did a couple for you, but I was doing a lot for Dent Zone back in the day. And it was just unfortunately a pain in the butt. Now, I don't know if they've changed as well, but that's what kind of steered me away from that. But that sounds great. Yeah. What about for us dent guys who are capable of doing these big nasty dents?
Uh-huh.
So where does that go? I mean, you guys kick in your part and then we charge the customer the other part?
No. So this is part as a huge line item in our technician agreement. Okay. And this is where some of the dent guys were getting very frustrated, because they, like, you will go out and it's a 6-inch crease. You know, these, you know, most dent guys are very, very capable of doing the repair. Okay. The problem is, we don't expect, for one, it's beyond the contract guidelines. So it's, you know, say it's a 6-inch crease and the guidelines is within 4 inches. So, you know, it becomes the part, well, I could take the dent out, but I'm not going to do it for $85 or $75 or whatever. That's a $300 dent. Okay. And I realize that. And I don't expect you to do it for $75 or $85. So what we do is you say you snap the photo. You don't tell the member that their claim is denied, because you want the tech to always be the good guy with the member. Okay, mm-hmm. it's a play of words. You document the damage. You send it to us. You let us deny the claim officially. Once we officially deny it, now you're still the good guy. The tech's a good guy still. The tech can now, well, we're going to pay the trip charge for going out, but now you could sell it on a retail level at whatever rate you like, and you keep all the money. Okay? And it works. It works time and time and time again. And, you know, I've told this to too many dent guys to count, you know, that so many guys. And they literally call me and thank me and said, oh, my God, it works perfect. And so
I would assume, you know, that would work. Yeah, I could. I mean, I would have my price guide there and say, look, you know, this dent's like $450, $500. I'll tell you what, I'm already out of here. I'm going to give you 25% off or 20%. I mean, I'm not saying give discounts. I mean, I would hit them with my normal cost anyways. But sometimes they're pissed off, you know what I mean? And it feels like you're helping them out.
Yeah, you know, the key is just try to be the good guy with the customer. And as soon as you say, oh, this is denied, you're the bad guy, you know? So you let us be the bad guy. Yeah, that's good. You know, and this, all that's in our technician agreement. And say if you follow those guidelines, it works, man. It works.
Well, I think that makes a big difference. Like, take the weight and the pressure and the, you know, anxiety off the tech, you know? And like you said, don't let him be the bad guy. Let you guys be the bad guy. Yeah, I think that does sound good. So that would work with me. I mean, at least I'm not the one that's getting, and more importantly, I think what we're afraid of today, these days and these day and age, is that you show up in your dent time vehicle or your, you know, your lettered up vehicle, your professional, they know who you are. So if it doesn't go right, they might write a bad review about you because you're the one that told them no. So
correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Anyways, so. I hope that doesn't happen, but yeah, that does seems like it would help tremendously. So Craig, going now? Where are you guys heading to now? You said you built an app for it. You're trying to get a quicker pay. You got any plans for anything big in the future, or what are you going to do with this, or what are you helping? Are you doing anything for the techs? What's going on?
Well, I do have some stuff going on. You know, where I'm actually working on getting some hail contracts. So right now, to tell now, we've been just doing door ding stuff, you know, with just a single, you know, ding and dent stuff. But I'm actually been working on acquiring some hail contracts that should be really, really good. And so I should know, you know, hopefully something here in the next month or so. And I have some other stuff that we're getting to unveil. I'm just not at liberty to say yet.
Are you working with anybody in the industry with those hail contracts? Are you like anybody that is known out there that we know? Or is this just your personal, you and Ross's deal that you guys are working behind the scenes? You don't have to name names.
Yeah. No, honestly, it's just, you know, Ross and myself behind the scenes, man. Oh. We're just out there. Hustle. We're out there making it happen. Cool. We really are. I mean, you know, right now we are projecting some serious growth for 2019. And so, you know, we're looking for more techs. We're looking, you know, for, you know, any techs that have worked for us in the past or maybe some newer PDR guys that are looking to supplement their existing business. I mean, yeah, definitely reach out to us.
Cool. Well, my number is 858-943. No, Craig, this is awesome. That's awesome. And, hey, we got to take that thing off I said about my wife, dude. So I'm going to edit that out, dude, because I don't want any of our wives thinking I'm a friggin' one of those. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But anyways, Craig, I think this is great, man. And Ross, I think that's friggin' great that you're helping the, you know, really seeing the back end of this stuff and seeing what's going on. So that's really, really good. Well,
there's opportunity here, and if you see his call center and his operation, it is poised to be able to handle communications. You call 1-800-DENT-DOC during business hours, you get a live person, and I love that because that's the kind of support that the techs want, and it really is paying off.
Good deal. Now, how many techs do you generally have in an area? you guys cover on yeah, I'm sure you have more than one tech in each city, right? I would assume.
Oh yeah. It's weird how it works. I mean, we have in our pool to pull from, I think almost about 2000 techs to pull from in our database. And so, you know, some are old, some of our hail guys that are in seasonally, you know how it is, you know, like the guys, I mean, some are super steady Eddie guys, and some of them are, you know, there for 3 months and they're gone. So, but yeah, I mean, in our database, we have about 2000 techs to pull from.
Cool. And then where can they go and check you out at? What's your URL?
Go to 1-800-DENTDOC.com. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the join our team page.
Okay.
And then if you scroll down towards the bottom of it, you'll see you could download the 1-800-DENTDOC mobile app, you know, for our technician app. And then also there's you'll see a technician agreement. You even, click to preview the tech agreement. You take a look at it and it kind of shows the protocol of how to handle all our claims. And you sign that out and you fill that out electronically, and you get a copy in your inbox, and we get notification, and then we'll reach out to you and get you a username and password for the mobile app, and you start receiving claims. You know, once we check you out and vet you and make sure everything's good, we'll get you going.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've known Craig for a long time, guys. He's a good guy. Means well, and he's obviously making a change for the better, and I think that's great, Craig. I haven't talked to you about how you do how you run and operate the business, but based on what I've just heard right now, that sounds pretty good, pretty interesting, and definitely helps the guys in the bottom end part, you know, when it's slow and you've got a bunch of claims to do. Shoot, that every little thing helps, and that's not bad. So, and it gives them an opportunity to gain a new customer.
You do gain customers. You know, Mike, I'd just like to go back maybe, you know, about a year ago, year and a half ago. You know, we kind of grew. We had a time, we kind of grew pretty fast, and almost too fast. And believe it or not, that we grew too fast, it kind of caused problems. And I know we've had some, you know, as you see the Ding forums and stuff. And we kind of got a bad name for a little bit. And a lot of it has to do with the slow pay. You know, some of our techs were, you know, they weren't getting paid for, you know, 3 months or 4 months and such. And I know we took a huge hit. And, you know, and I would just kind of like to clear the air on that just a little bit. They say we were growing fast. And, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we had this really big customers that, you know, they just weren't getting payments out to us, you know, within what they were supposed to. And so, you know, those numbers just got so large. I mean, we had financing and stuff to go a long way, but to say the number just kept on growing and growing and growing. And they said beyond our, you know, way beyond what we thought it would ever be. And unfortunately, you know, I got to be on the sword, and I got to take the hit. And, you know, I mean, it got to the point where we just got too far behind paying our techs. And, you know, and so, you know, we've made a huge, huge correction. You know, it's taken us a long time to rebound from doing that. And
guys,
we're still rebounding.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you both coming on.
Almost a year, but you know, things have been really good for the last 6 months.
We'll see you guys
months.
Out on the PDR industry. I agree. So, I've talked to a few
techs. Thank you, Mike. Welcome. Thank you.
Around the area, and they had nothing but good, positive things to say. So, I can tell you that straight from me. So, I mean, I would, you know me, I'd be the first one to tell you, Craig. I was like, what's going on, man?
I know you would be. Just a few things that, you know, a couple of things that we've done to kind of prevent this from happening again. Because we are planning, we're going to grow more. And so we just have to be prepared for something like that. And so, you know, a couple of things that we've done, we have, you know, much stronger agreements with our customers. And we say we have a lot better financing. To handle the growth, you know, internally and such. And we're going to start paying our techs a lot quicker, going to ACH and say by, you know, first quarter of next year. So, you know, we're doing a lot because the tech, you know, our techs are so important. You know, they're the most important piece of the puzzle to getting these claims processed. If you don't have the technicians and, you know, the technician rolls up on, you know, with the customer, you know, if the tech's unhappy, it's not good. Yeah. So we realize And we want to be successful.
Yeah, I think this is one area that I've been in the dark. And if I feel like I've been in the dark, I know a lot of other techs felt like they're in the dark. So hopefully this will help clear the air, like you mentioned, and see a better picture. And hey, at least they know your background now. And if they're thinking about getting on your team, then they kind of know the story. So that's helpful. So I'm glad to hear everything's going well, Craig and Ross. And yeah, it sounds awesome.
Great. Well, thank you, Mike.
Well, I appreciate you guys both coming on. Listen, Craig, if you get some big updates and stuff like that, and Ross, let me know. We'll get you back on the show. We can make some of the announcements and get that out. So it's 1-800-DentDoc.com. Go join their team if you'd like to become a tech to help service their claims. And other than that, do you have a handle on any of the social media stuff, Craig?
Ross, I am anti-social media. I get an epic fail.
There's a Facebook page out there, so you can get onto Facebook.
You guys, I'm going to kick your guys' butt, yeah. Man.
Wait, I know.
It's 2018, man.
I listened to your social media podcast. I need to hire Mike to take care of that for me.
This Mike Toledo is too busy.
Mike,
Instagram
is coming.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ross. What did you say?
Instagram is coming. Facebook is out there. And
you guys, hey, listen, I appreciate you both coming on. Thanks a lot. And we'll see you guys out on the PDR industry. So thanks for coming.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Thank you.